I'm just pleased to get to this point where we're able to sit down with you, James, and as you've heard this morning already from two of our kaumātua, we're overjoyed at what has been able to be achieved. It feels that way, but if I reflect back, an initial hui of four in late December, 3 days before Christmas. I have to acknowledge some people, so ka hui kaumātua. Our three hapu, Ngunguru Marae, the haukainga over at Kairaumati, because they've all been instrumental in hosting. The four huia hapu that has been instrumental in bringing our people together, whānau taking agency and speaking their own truths about the value, the cultural value, the spiritual value of repatriating whenua Māori that had been out of our authority, ownership and control for a number of years. And also key has been the role of Te Matakiri o Ngunguru, the hapu working group, and who spearheaded, they were a driving force, they remain that, on, for and of our people, on behalf of, for and of Te Wairiki, Ngāti Korora and Ngāti Takapari. And they've been instrumental, they've been the conduit, they've been taken a facilitative role, a coordination role, they've been relationship brokers, if you like, and they've included, and that's included being the group that has carried the voice of our people, including to Pukaka East 5B Trust and their table, and asking at their trustees' table on behalf of the people to bring about the return of whakaere ora, rangi kōrero and pīmanu. Well, the hapu looked amongst its own entities, to see where a sufficient resource lay with which to make this return of the whenua, a purchase of the whenua, a reality. And Pukaka East 5B Trust was identified as the only entity where shared hapu resources lay that could potentially bring about the return of the whenua. So, no, it wouldn't have been possible without Pukaka, but nor would it without the efforts of Te Matakiri o Ngunguru, our kaumātua, and all of our people from those three hapu that diligently and loyally committed to attending four hui. And then a fifth hui was called, James, by Pukaka East 5B Trust, an opportunity to re-engage, reconnect with its beneficiaries. Its beneficiaries being the three hapu, where our chair was able to announce with his trustees sitting alongside him and his kaimahi, amongst whānau, amongst the three hapu, to announce that Pukaka had indeed successfully purchased the maunga, the whenua, and effectively brought the whenua back to the descendants of its earliest owners, And that being Te Wairiki, Ngāti Korora, Ngāti Takapari. So, yeah, wonderful outcome from several months of hard yakka, you know. Extremely excited. And some hard work has gone into getting to this point, but there's still more work to be done. And certainly for Pukaka East 5B Trust, and likely also for Te Mataki Reo Ngunguru, and also for our whānau and our hapū, because at some point in time I am confident that all of those that I've just mentioned will want to come together again and talk about utilisation of that whenua and what that might look like, how might it be facilitated, what sort of management role might be required and who might be engaged in that. And to accord due respect to hau kāinga across that whenua. So it's not a journey that Pukaka would take lightly, nor a responsibility that it takes on its own shoulders, but looks to share with its beneficial owners. That the whenua is retained in Māori ownership, and in the ownership of the three hapū for mairāno. For all eternity, so that it's never ever lost to our people again. So really excited. It was a lofty ambition, but the dedication and hard work of a number of our people has made it possible. And that small but tireless effort from Te Mataki Reo Ngunguru has been absolutely vital in helping Pukaka and our people achieve this wonderful outcome.